whatever way feels easeful. Might be just a light, loving connection with the space that you're in. Taking in the sense of space, you know, not just the objects in the room or in your field of vision, but the space between objects. Our practice is often an opportunity to connect with a sense of spaciousness. Space in time, space within, space without. And it might be that after checking in with the space that you're sitting in, that there's a greater capacity to simplify and settle, a gathering of the gaze downwards or inwards. Releasing the pull of the outside world for this next little while. And as the eyes close, you might allow yourself to remain connected with a sense of space through the experience of hearing. Receiving the arising and passing of sounds. Whatever they might be, the sound of your own breath, bird song, someone else moving about the house, traffic noise beyond the windows or walls of where you're sitting. Not just sensing or connecting with the actual sound, but seeing if there can also be some awareness of the space in which the sounds are arising. Sometimes this quality of space is known through the experience of silence. Spaces between sounds. draw your awareness in into the body more intimately. Allowing awareness to wash through the body like a warm sunbeam from the crown of the head, slowly and gently downwards. Tuning in to the sensations that are expressing in the body. And also noticing the space between sensations. Often sensations are knots of discomfort, or sometimes blossoms of pleasant experience in the body, and the spaces between sensations might be stretches of ease or neutrality in the body. Gathering your awareness into a cozy intimacy with the breath. In whatever way it feels easeful to feel and follow the breath. Might be the movement of air through the nostrils. Or the expansion and release of the rib cage or the abdomen. perhaps noticing the breath and the spaces between the breath, between each breath. These are often experienced as the slight pauses. A pause at the top of the inhalation in that moment of fullness. A pause at the bottom of the exhalation after the breath has emptied out of the lungs. For our remaining time together, I invite you to perhaps choose to practice in whatever way offers you access to some sense of spaciousness. Whether it's working with the breath and the spaces between breaths, the body and spaces between sensations, hearing in the spaces between sounds, choosing an anchor for practice, breath, sensation, or sound, and lightly whenever possible, noticing the space around your anchor. as we come toward the final few minutes of our practice together today, seeing if you can feel the impact in the body of having taken this pause, this period of practice to touch in to the experience of space, spaciousness, to whatever degree it might have been accessible. And to reflect on how a capacity to pause, to experience a greater sense of spaciousness might offer perspective, and might support the possibility of responsiveness to whatever's arising in the moment. And to recognize what a gift that might be in this world of impulsivity. Moving fast. Reacting from a place of tunnel vision or momentum, may our spaciousness be a support to a world that's more clear, compassionate, peaceful, and free.